Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries Podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
We want to welcome you to the show and diving in with us on why miracles happen. So I want to just go back a little bit and give you a little tidbit before I give you today's point. I really believe that a misunderstanding of the Bible really misleads people when it comes to the miraculous. And I think a lot of times we get misconstrued when it comes to, you know, what the Bible says. If they never had an experience of the power of God, how can they believe in the miraculous, right? And then they doubt God's existence. They doubt that he's real. They doubt that he's alive. Again, if you're watching this, share this show. We want to get it out to as many people as we possible. And so I want to say a couple of things, and then I want you to put some comments in the comment section. The points that I make today, I want you to put in the comment section, write in your notes, keep them. I want you to help yourself remember them, okay? It's not enough to know God's power. You also have to know his principles. And then it's not enough to know his principles. You've got to experience his power. So that's a real powerful thought concept that we need to get back into. And so part one was the Bible never says miracles will cease. We debunked that theory. Here's the second thing. Miracles happen because people still have needs. Okay? And then and then part three was miracles still happen because of the character of God. Now I want to talk to you about miracles happen because it glorifies God, okay? So here's the first thing I want you to write in the comment section and make sure you're taking notes. Miracles glorify God, okay? And I want to stay on that just for a minute. Miracles happen because God wants to share them with us. God wants to let us experience them. There's not going to be any need for miracles in heaven. There's not going to be any miracles, any needs for miracles, up there. Miracles glorify God. So it is so important to understand that you experience a miracle because it's going to glorify heaven. It's going to glorify what God is doing on the earth. And so that's a real powerful thought concept that we need to understand. And then on the other side of that, here's part number two. It has nothing to do with you, all right? I want you to put that in the comment. It has nothing to do with you or me. It has nothing to do with humans. It has to do with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, okay? Listen, there are men that carry gifts, okay? But God is still the author of those gifts. There are men that carry the gift of miracles, but that's a gift from God. There's working of miracles. There's signs and wonders. It has nothing to do with you or I. It has to do, which I'm going to lead into my next point in just a minute, and then I'm going to share with you some scripture. But it has nothing to do with you or I. It's not, we didn't have to pray right, okay? We didn't have to, have all our ducks in a row. It had nothing to do with you or I, okay? But here's what it does have to do with, okay, which is point number three. It has to do with your availability, okay? Your availability. I want you to catch this. It's your availability. There is an open heaven to the miraculous when you and I become available. And I want you to catch that. There's an availability, there's a heaven that opens up. I believe heaven opens up when you and I become available. When we understand that I'm just available to be used, or I'm just available to receive. You got to be available to be a receiver as much as you are available to be a giver. Okay? Now, whenever Jesus did miracles, it glorified the Father. I'm going to read Matthew 15 verses 30 through 31, and then I'm going to share with you a couple of things. A large crowd came to him, bringing with them those who were lame, crippled, blind, mute, and many others. And they laid them down at his feet. I want you to catch this. Not only do you have to be available, you've got to be humble. Okay, you've got to humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Put that, hello, Amber, good to see you. Nathan, Rakesh, Larry Beach, good to see all of you guys. Share this show, please. So notice this, humble yourself at the mighty hand of God. So notice they laid them at his feet. There's humility there, okay? Now watch this. The Bible says, and he healed them. He healed them. He healed them. They were available and he brought healing, okay? This is really big. So the crowd marveled and they saw the mute speaking, the crippled restored, okay? And the lame walking, and the blind sing. And then watch what they said. Watch what happens here. They glorified the God of Israel. Miracles happen so God can be glorified, okay? Not man, not our ministry, not how God is using us, okay? We got to get that kind of thought process out of our minds. God is not using us so we can, oh man, did you see how God used us tonight? Did you see what God, you know, did you see how God, you know, let me lay my hands on somebody and healing come? That's an awesome thing, okay? But that's not glorifying God. Glorifying God is putting everything on him. You know, when someone comes up to me, I really try to train myself. When someone comes up, man, that was so good. Well, Jesus is good, isn't he? I try to always bring it back to the Father because miracles glorify God, okay? Notice a couple of things in this passage. They brought them to his feet, which created the door to humility. Then he healed them. So humility brings healing, right? And then it says, so the crowd marveled and he healed them. Okay, now watch this. Glorifying God de-glorifies man. Okay, I want you to put that in the comment section. Glorifying God de-glorifies man, or it removes, okay, the man aspect. Okay, listen to what Jesus said when he heard that Lazarus was sick. I want you to catch this. He hears that Lazarus is sick. And then in John 11:4, watch what he says. This sickness will not end in death. He says, no. For it is for God's glory that God's Son may be glorified. So we see right here the whole reason that Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead is to glorify God. Watch this. This is huge. Okay? Jesus glorified God when he raised Lazarus from the dead. Okay? After that, watch this. The Bible says that Lazarus appeared at some meetings with Jesus. So they go on down the road. Jesus shows up. Lazarus is there. And the Bible never records Lazarus saying a word. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say a word. Why? Because he simply just had to show up. When you get healed, you're showing up. When you get a miracle, you're showing up and testifying about it glorifies God. Everything you do, everything you receive from God, everything that you get from God, it glorifies the Father. It glorifies him. This is the place to give God praise. Put your hands in the air like a little emoji or whatever, and Jesus, you know, just all you got to do is just keep showing up, and they will say, well, how are you here? What, I thought you were dead, and all of a sudden they recognize Jesus raised him from the dead. What a powerful revelation. He never shows up. He never says a word. He never says anything. He just shows up, and everybody knows you got healed because of Jesus. Jesus touched your life. Isn't that a powerful thought? Isn't that a powerful concept? You know, and then watch this. Once they start glorifying him, whenever God reveals his supernatural power, okay, I want you to catch this. Whenever Jesus or whenever the Father, okay, whenever they reveal, when God reveals his supernatural power, okay, when you see him do something, people automatically begin to give God glory, okay? I want you to say that. There's something in us that is attracted to giving God glory, okay? There is something in us that loves to give God praise, okay? Do me a favor. This show needs to be shared. It needs to go out to people because miracles are going to start happening. And when miracles start, man, I feel something on me right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Miracles are going to start happening, and miracles are going to start taking place. And the more God is glorified, the more miracles happen. I want you to put that in the comments section. The more, if you're taking notes on the podcast, listen to that. Write that down. The more miracles happen, the more God is glorified. We got to get out of this thing that we don't want miracles to happen. We want miracles to show up. I believe people listening to me under the sound of my voice because of the power of God, not because of me, because of the power of God, miracles are going to begin to take place. Healings are going to begin to happen. Now, God uses men on the earth to release miracles, but God still gets the glory, okay? I want you to catch that. God uses men on the earth to release miracles, but miracles happen because of God. You are just available for God to use, and God does it, okay? So I want to encourage you, and I just want to speak an encouraging word over your life. I believe right now there are many of you watching me that need a divine miracle from God, or you even know family members and friends that need a miracle from God. I just want to believe with you today that God is about to get involved. God is about to move in your life. God is about to step into your world. And I believe that miracles are beginning to take place. Miracles are beginning to happen. There's somebody on here watching me. I know, I'm not going to mention names, but I know there's somebody watching me right now. Their spouse needs a miracle. I believe that miracle is taking place in the name of Jesus right now. Many of you are hurting in your heart, in your spiritual heart. I believe God's healing that right now. There's people watching me that are so discouraged that you've almost thought that God, or you're listening to me on the podcast, you've almost thought that God was giving up on you, or you were giving up on him. But I'm going to tell you, I believe right now he is at the intersection of pain and the miraculous, and you're about to have a turn to the miraculous. Man, thank you, Holy Ghost. I felt like that was a, listen to me, I want to say that again. That was a word from heaven. I believe that you're at the intersection of pain and the miraculous, and you're about to turn into the miracle. In the name of Jesus, I just declare that. I just declare that over you in Jesus' name. I'm not trying to come on here and be like I declare that word over you. I just really felt that in it. Just come out of my spirit. Just come out of my spirit. You know, listen to this word. You're at the intersection of pain and the intersection of the miraculous, and you're about to turn into the miraculous. And I really believe that that's about to happen for many of you today. And many of you listening to the podcast, and God is about to do something great physically, mentally, spiritually, even in the area of financial breakthroughs. I believe that. I'm just praying over that for you. And you know, I want to be really careful because I don't want us to get to the place where we're just like, you know, that we're just one of those guys that's always prophesying things. But when it's there, when you're in a moment, I want us to grab a hold of those things, and I want us to grip them and say, Lord, I believe that's mine in Jesus' name. And I want to encourage you today. I want to strengthen you today, and I want to tell you that miracles glorify God. Miracles glorify God. man, you know what? Why, man, I just feel the presence of the Lord. Let's just thank Him for His power. Thank Him for His presence. Thank Him that He is the miracle giver, and He is the miracle worker. I'm feeling His presence right now. And don't give up, friend. Don't give up. Don't give up if you're watching me, family. Don't give up. I believe there's a miracle worker. He's still alive and well. He's still moving. He's still helping. He's still touching. He's still increasing. And I just want to encourage you. He's about to step in. He's about to get involved. And I just believe that the miracle worker. Woo! I'm feeling it right now. The miracle worker is about to step into your world. And you're about to see something powerful in your life. And we love you. We honor you. We appreciate you guys so much. And just remember the miracles of God. They glorify Him. What a treasure. What a treasure it is to have a miracle from God in our lives. What a treasure. And I just want to encourage you all. And share this show. Get this out. Man, let people hear it. I believe it's going to be great. And we love you all. We appreciate you all. And you guys be blessed. And I'm going to do my very best to be here tomorrow. I'm going to be doing a little bit of traveling, but I'm gonna still try to do a show. And then Friday as well. So we're going to keep doing this series. I'm really excited about this series. I've got a lot more coming. And we love you guys. We appreciate you. And we love you guys very much. Be blessed. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.